Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. I'm Abby Smith, a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. This morning, we're going to be reflecting on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with the man?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Now, this story that we read this morning, it's a story that we know pretty well. And it's also one that very much paves a path of holiness for us as Christians. In this story, we hear about how Mary, the mother of God, when presented with a major role to play in God's plan for salvation, responds in a complete act of faith. These words, "Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord, and may it be done unto me according to thy word." Those aren't just easy words to say, right? That's not a begrudging yes or a half-hearted acceptance. From the very beginning, Mary is all in. Though she couldn't have possibly have known all that God's plan would entail for her, she decides to place her yes at his feet anyways, no matter what it ends up looking like, in a complete act of trust. And what I felt like Jesus was asking us through this scripture this morning is, have we surrendered our will to his? Are we in a place where we're ready to be used to play a role in God's plan for the salvation of the world in the same way? Because it's no secret that our world, it needs some saving. But do we realize that he's handed us the reins this time? That God delights in using us to bring his presence, to bring his glory into the world? He asks us to do this both in big and in small ways each and every day. And when I think of this, I think of my time as a missionary here at Damascus. I think of how at first there was a really big yes to be made when I decided to come and serve the Lord with my life, right? To give everything and to move away from my home and to dedicate myself completely to bringing young people into encounter with him. But then I think about how every day after that, big yes, right, was filled with lots of little yeses that were smaller, but not less significant than the first. And so what he asks us this morning, right, is have we surrendered our will to his? And that can look a lot of different ways for a lot of you guys listening at home, whether that's thinking of ways to be more loving and to be more joyful to the people around you, whether that's opening yourself up to hearing his voice in the little moments. He wants to speak to you and he wants to give you a sense of mission and a yes in your own life. So as you listen this morning, I invite you all to begin asking yourself that question. I begin asking the Lord what parts of your day he's asking you to surrender to his will. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Father God, I pray that you would help us to live each day as a yes to your will, just like Mary did. Lord, I pray that in what is a difficult time for so many of your people, that you would show us what a yes looks like in our everyday. God, I pray specifically in the homes of each of our listeners this morning that you would just bring hope and that you would bring joy and that you would speak to each one of our listeners and show them how they're called to say yes to you in their everyday lives. God, I pray that you would bless the time that families have in their homes together right now. Pray that it would be a time of growing together, closer to you and closer to one another. And we just pray all of this through the intercession of our most blessed mother. As we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This has been a scripture reflection on Luke chapter 1. Once again, I'm Abby Smith, a missionary at Damascus. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net.